Welcome to True North Arts. My name is Catherine Antier, the Collage Diva. One of my favorite practices is to create collages using images from magazines. By recombining the images, new worlds appear. I'm so intrigued by the soul journey we take when we respond to these collages. Today, I've invited Anne-Marie Bennett to chat about soul collage, the process of creating collages for personal exploration and transformation. Anne-Marie describes herself as a creator, builder, and connector of souls, and she is the founder of Kaleidosoul. Welcome, Anne-Marie.
Thank you, Catherine. I'm really happy to be here today.
Oh, I'm so excited that you could take some time out of your busy schedule to join me and talk about this great topic. Let's start by having you tell a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My background, my educational background is elementary education, so I spent several years right out of college teaching second grade and older kids and summer programs, and I just always loved how teaching seems to be like a big part of my life and activated the creative part of me. And after that, I spent several years as an educational consultant for a software company that I was always in the schools working with teachers and working with administrators and working with the kids on using our educational software. So that's when I first started leading workshops. Part of my job was to lead any kind of workshops that would help the teachers feel good about themselves. And twice a year, I had to do this in the different districts I was involved in. So it was really kind of fun. I got to make themes, and I did sessions on humor and self-esteem, and I just loved putting those together. So that was kind of the beginnings of my workshop days back then. And then after I did that for several years, I met my husband, Jeff, and he was raising two kids from his previous marriage by himself. So I kind of left that job because helping him do that was taking up all my creative energy. And I did that, and I did some little part-time, you know, jobs that didn't take up a lot of creative energy, like bookstore and tutoring and computer classes and things like that. So I found Soul Collage in 2005 while I was at a art and soul retreat in Oregon, and I had gone out there because I was really feeling, you know, the kids were getting older and more on their own, and I was like looking for what's the next thing. The job I was in was really kind of not serving me anymore, and I was looking to really honor my inner artist, and I was going out there to take classes in watercolor and altered books and mixed media collage with some of the leading people in those fields at the time, and I was really, really excited about that. And as I was looking at the class listings for the Art and Soul Retreat, I saw this description of this process called soul collage, and it really, through my whole life, I've had this spiritual journey happening and very aware of spirit in my life, and to see those two words, soul and collage, all in one thing just really got my heart beating faster. So I was so excited to find that I took that class. And then I came back east and I started sharing it with all my friends. And this was 5 years ago. There wasn't much out here on the East Coast soul collage because Sina Frost, who created soul collage, lives in Northern California. So back then, everything was based out there. So I started teaching soul collage, facilitating workshops, and just found my passion. It was love at first card, pretty much. And so I traveled back to California to take the soul collage facilitator training with Sina, and since then I've also trained with her during two facilitator workshops to become a trainer of facilitators. So that's my brief educational background.
Great. Many of our listeners may be new to soul collage. How would you explain that to somebody who has never heard of it before?
Yeah, I like what you said in the intro, that you look at it as a tool for personal exploration and transformation, and that's a really good a good way to describe it. It is kind of hard to describe because it's a process instead of a craft per se.
Mm-hmm.
I like to call it a creative and fun tool for self-expression. That's another way to look at it. It is an intuitive process. It was created by Sina Frost, who is out in Northern California, like I said. And in the late 90s, she started as basis of as an outcome of her work with Jean Houston and some other teachers. She created this process of not only making collages out of magazine images, scissors, glue, magazine images, and map board. That's all we use. So it's very simple, it's inexpensive. And so she created this process. And the best thing about it is it goes like one or two or three steps beyond any other collage projects that I've ever learned, because once you make the collage and you've got it sitting in front of you, it's not just a piece of art to hang on the wall, although they are all beautiful, and I've never met a soul collage card I didn't like. Truly, they're all just beautiful expressions of ourselves. But once you're done making it, that's for me when the journey really begins. It's fun to make the card, but then it's fun to sit down with the card and see what it's saying to us. And Sina has created some written and some oral exercises to do with the cards. You can do them by yourself in your journal. You can do them in pairs. You can do them in small groups, where the card actually speaks to us in its own voice, as if it were an entity unto itself, and really it is. So, some people who practice soul collage go to the extent of actually taking the cards that they make and making them into a deck, where you can use the deck to, similar to Tarot, where you ask a question about your life and draw cards randomly from the deck, and the cards that you have created about your life answer the questions that you ask. So there's many levels you can do with it. You can go with it. You can also, Sina teaches in the wholeness of a deck, if you're using soul collage, to create a deck and to do readings with it, to create cards in four different areas, which she calls the four main suits of the soul collage deck. And you can do that part of it or not. And some people start out by not doing the suits, and then the more they get into it, then they start thinking about the suits a little bit more. So
yeah, that's where I'm at. I've been working with soul collage and creating soul collage cards now for 2 years. I practice a lot of different crafts, but I have soul collage as something I go back to time and time again over the last 2 years. And it's only been recently that I've started looking at those suits. Initially, it's a little overwhelming, all that information and how to organize it. And it was a little bit confusing, actually, you know, trying to identify what each of the suits are. But just recently I was reading through her book and listening to Sina's CDs that she has explaining the concept. And now that I've made a couple, it's starting to make sense to me. And I'd like to share with our readers what those suits are. So if they are interested, it might be a good introduction to them. What are those four suits?
Well, the four suits, the way Sina has called them, all begin with the letter C, which further adds to the confusion. And she says now, she's a wonderful woman, and she's got such a great sense of humor, and she says now, blatantly, if I had to do it all over again, I would name them different things. So it's not about the title that you give the suit, it's about what the suit stands for. So
right.
There's the committee suit, which is about your inner committee, the voices in your head, you know, like the inner artist and the part of you that loves to paint and the part of you that's a teacher or the part of you that is a mother, the part of you that is a critic, the inner critic, the inner parts of you. And then there's the community suit, which is cards that you make to honor the people and animals in your life, pets, people who support you, your family, your friends, as well as people that you may not have met, but who have, you know, touched your life in some way, an actor, an actress, a writer, a teacher, religious figure, political figures, Oprah. There's many, many ways to, the community suit is very, very powerful. Sina says that that's her favorite suit because we're all connected, and the community suit is a, you know, visual representation of that concept, which is very, very powerful. And then there's the animal companions suit, which involves which is the energetic dimension. It takes us into our body and the chakras and the animal totems, so animal energies and our body energies. And really could spend weeks talking about that. And then there's the council suit, which is the council suit of archetypes. So any overarching themes that have been with us since the beginning of our birth and will continue with us ever onward. Like for me, teacher, capital T, as an archetype, is really prevalent in my life, as well as creator, the creativity. Mother is really big in my life as well. There's many resources you can read about that as well.
You know, just hearing you talk about these different ones, I just had an aha moment.
Okay.
And oftentimes I confuse the committee with the council, mm-hmm. where I'll look at a card and I'll recognize, say, let's take teacher, for example. I have qualities of a teacher in me. And so that would be a committee, me as a teacher, or that teacher voice in me.
Right.
But there's also the archetype, the great teacher, mm-hmm. and the teacher who is the wise one, who guides and shares information and so forth, that's also outside of me. So I could call upon the wisdom of the teacher,
right,
who undoubtedly will connect with the teacher within me. So I can see... I can see, you know, where some of them overlap and where it could be confusing, but really we're talking, making a distinction between one that's internal and then the one that's external,
right.
versus a teacher who may be in the community. Like, I admire the Dalai Lama, who's a teacher,
mm-hmm.
and who's also outside of me. So we can see how some of these labels kind of cross the lines, but really it's about making that distinction of where that energy is coming from.
Right, right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Great. This is helpful for me. Would you like to share anything else about the process? Or?
Yeah, in organizing the deck, there's also a, you also are, it's suggested that you make a source card, which is... the one, the symbol, it's a visual symbol for something that really has no visual symbol, but you have to use your imagination for how you visualize source, which is also, I mean, I call it spirit, can be called God, or any name that you have for the one that is where every of the many come from, I guess. And Sina talks about soul collage as the process of the one and the many. And the suits represent all the many parts of our lives, of our inner worlds, our outer worlds, our the unseen worlds of us specifically, and the one is the one that holds all that. So I just mentioned that because we really like to talk about soul collage in terms of the one and the many.
And so one question that comes to mind is, are there any religious connotations or expectations in soul collage?
No, none at all. It's one of the beauties of it, as far as I'm concerned, is that it kind of transcends religion. There's no, you know, I've had many people of many different religious backgrounds come to workshops and online, and it transcends religion. It fits everyone's religion because it's not religious. It's spiritual.
So my source will be reflective of my own personal expression based on my knowledge of source, and that may look very similar or different than, say, your source
right.
card. But yet there are some commonalities between the two.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty, another beauty of soul collage for me is that everyone's deck is different. I mean, you may you may be the same religion as someone else, but your deck is going to look totally different whether you're the same religion or not. And you may have, you know, like you said, your inner teacher card and my inner teacher card are going to look very different. And our archetype teacher cards are going to look very different. Everybody's cards, everybody's deck, and not everybody's deck is going to have an inner teacher or a teacher archetype because those might not be parts of them that, you know, need to be honored with a card.
Mm-hmm.
know, that's kind of another beautiful thing. There's no two soul collage cards alike, because everybody's following their inner intuition when they make them. And that's, yeah, I will say that, add one more thing about the process, is not to get really hung up on the suits when you're just beginning,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Catherine just said, and just to really, it all comes down to images, imagination, and intuition. The three I's, we call them, imagination, intuition, and images. And it's really all about the images and being drawn to the images and using the images that you're really passionate about in your soul collages.
In my own practice of making them, you know, I sit down with a bunch of magazines, or sometimes I'll grab some old calendars or things that have come in the mail that have had some neat images, catalogs, postcards, that sort of thing. And when I go through, I don't even think about
right.
what the images may mean or any kind of connotation. I really just let go and just grab what grabs me and piece it together. And oftentimes I'll work on four at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's like working on a puzzle piece, and some things will look better overlapped or next to other things. And it isn't until really I have them made and then I step back, and it may be a couple days before I really can see and put words to what I've made.
Right, right.
And it is pretty magical the way that the images form and what surfaces. It's a lot of fun.
We're really, you know, we're so in such a wordy culture, and we're bombarded by words everywhere we look. You look online, you look on TV, you look in magazines. There's words. And this is a brilliant way to get us out of our left mind and back into our right brains. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being drawn just to the images and letting the images speak directly to our soul, even if we don't know what they're saying. And it's really important to trust the process of, like you just said, going through the images and not questioning what you're drawn to. Because I've been drawn to some really dark images, but I've learned to just take them and add them to my pile of images that I'm going to use in a soul collage card and not question them, because invariably they have something really important to teach me or to say.
You know, you raise a really good point. I have resisted dark images. For one, I don't like dark images. I don't want to make ugly art. I don't want to make scary images. But recently I had put together some collages where I did put in some dark images. And what I found was there were some things in my past that I've been holding on to, some hurts or disappointments from my childhood. And by putting it out there, I was able to identify what those things were and put it out there and let it be, you know, and let go of some of that darkness that was inside of me that I didn't even realize I was carrying around.
Yeah.
So it gave voice to something and gave me an opportunity to name it and then let it go.
Yes.
That's, it gave me a sense of freedom, too.
It is. It's a very freeing process, and that's maybe one of my favorite parts about it for me. And you had asked me to talk about the impact that it's had on my personal life. And
yes.
That really is a good segue into that topic, because at the beginning of every intro workshop that I do, I put this quote up on the board, and it says, it's from Sina. It's from Sina's book, and it says, "It is in separating out all our parts that we become whole."
Mm.
And that, for me, is what soul collage has been all about. Because when I started it, I did make a lot of intentional darker cards. Like, this is the part of me that's angry. This is a part of me that is talking, and no one seems to hear me. And those kind of parts of me. This is a part of me that's sad and lonely sometimes. Those parts. And it just, every time I'd make one like that, I'd just put it in the deck. And after a while, if I'd flip through my deck, I'd see, like, happy parts and dark parts. I'd see bright parts that I loved and dark parts that I didn't love, but they were all part of the one, and they weren't, I could see more visually, viscerally, I could feel viscerally and see visually that, you know, that part of me that talks and doesn't feel like it's hurt, it's only just one little part of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the part of me that was hurt by my stepchildren, and I have a card like that in my deck, and that's just one part of me. It's not the whole of me. And sometimes when that part of me is really active, it feels like that's all there is. But the power of soul collage is that you're reminded continually that that's not all there is. It's just a piece of me, just a little piece of me.
You know, it's interesting, too, is what you've raised there is how when you've created a soul collage card and you look at it, we see certain things in it. But then if we look at it a month later or a year later,
mm-hmm.
what's your experience like when you look at it after time has gone by?
Oh, yeah, many different things happen on a lot of them. I have one of my practices is three or four times a week I draw two cards from my deck randomly, and I just do like 5 minutes of in my journal with, you know, them speaking to me. I am the one who, that's the exercise Sina created, and letting the card speak, beginning with those words, and then my message for you today is, and it is, it's a good practice, kind of cumulative practice to see what the cards have to say differently over time. And sometimes, you know, when I made the card, I might have, you know, like, I'm looking at a card on my desk right now that I'm trying to make a card to go with it, and it's got these five, I'm presuming they're women, but they could be anybody because they're totally covered and masked. But each one has a bright color cover all completely over them except for their face, which has a white mask. And behind them there's five sailboats kind of similar colors of what they're wearing. And when I first made it, I was focused on those people with the masks and the colors. But now that I'm looking at it again, I'm focusing on the sailboats. It just depends on, because we change every day, every week we grow and we change, and the meanings of the cards will change, and different parts of it will stand out depending on what's going on in our lives.
And that's a beautiful thing, that the cards offer us opportunities to connect and reconnect differently over time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just made for that one snapshot of a moment, but becomes part of that ever-growing journey.
Right, right. And they, you know, they have different things to say at different times. One time a card, you know, will speak about one, I mean, a card may have several different figures on it, and the first time you make it, this one figure is talking to you, but 3 months later or 3 years later, when you pick it up again, you may see something on it you didn't see before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh my gosh, there's a crow up in the upper left-hand corner. Where did that come from? Did I put that there? And what does that have to say to me, you know? So.
Right. Well, I understand you have a new website that's been redesigned, and I did take a tour of it. It is absolutely beautiful. It's called Kaleidosoul. Why don't you share with us what people can find there?
Sure, sure. I recently did update it, gave it a makeover, so to speak, and I've been really happy with the person I worked with, and using WordPress as a platform has been really amazing and eye-opening. So there's still lots of content, and that was one of my main intentions when I created Kaleidosoul, was for a place for people to go to learn about soul collage without really having to go to a workshop, although really we want you to go to a workshop or something where there's other people, a meetup. There's all kinds of things happening, and I'm not sure where your listeners are calling in from, but I strongly suggest that people go to soulcollage.com and search for a facilitator near you, if I don't live near you, and go somewhere where there's other people doing it, because community is a really big part of the process, and sharing and opening up. And really, one of the other beautiful things about soul collage for me is that it helps me talk about my life in an easier way, because I'm kind of shy, and I don't like telling people deep, dark things about me, but my cards kind of do it for me. And other people find that too, so it's kind of sometimes nice to do it with other people. But there is lots of content on my site that will, step-by-step how to make a card, step-by-step how to do an interpretation, how to do a reading, and so forth. There's also a community. If you click on the community button, you can go to our Yahoo Kaleidosoul group, which is just several hundred people, and not everybody talks all at once, but there's discussions about soul collage, and people ask questions, and We have a monthly soul collage teleclass. Sometimes I lead them on a different soul collage topic, and a lot of times we have guest facilitators. We have over 800 trained facilitators now around the world. So
Wow. We've
had some very interesting interesting topics relating to soul collage that I and other facilitators, you know, present. There's a whole lot of resources. There's my blog called Inner Surprises, where I post my cards and talk about the surprises I find in them. And there's a whole lot of free things, too, free e-books and free e-courses. We have a gallery, but it's not up yet, so the gallery is coming soon. We also have Kaleidosoul Kindred Spirits, which is a very inexpensive membership for people who are interested in soul collage and want to learn more about it in community. And we're pretty soon, in the next couple of months, my web designer is going to add an affiliate component where you can become an affiliate of Kaleidosoul and put our, you know, offerings up on your site and receive commission for any that you sell. You don't even have to do anything but put it up on your site. The affiliate thing takes care of the rest of it. So basically what's there is a visual treasure trove of my and other people's soul collage cards, as well as lots of content. Really pretty much everything you want to know about soul collage, except finding a facilitator or trainings. And I am doing a facilitator training in October in Chester, Connecticut, and there's information up there about that as well.
And I'm really excited about that because I've signed up, and I'm so looking forward to taking my own practice to the next level.
Yeah, the training will do that, and you know, for you. The training will definitely do that for you.
That's great. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we close the call?
I don't think so. Just thanking you for this opportunity,
yeah.
And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing the cards that people make as a result of your...
Yes, what I wanted to share with everyone is to be sure to swing by truenortharts.com during the month of July. I'll be posting examples of my own recent soul collage cards. And in honor of my birthday and to commemorate 2 years of creating soul collage cards, I'm hosting a fabulous soul collage blog party on Saturday, July 31st. If you're not familiar with blog parties, they are a great way to meet and greet other like-minded people on the web. It's really easy to participate. What you do is it's all about soul collage. So you're invited to create soul collage cards and post them onto your own blog on July 31st. If you find that you're short on time during July, you're welcome to post cards that you've previously made. And if you're new to soul collage, I hope that you are inspired by this call with Anne-Marie and I, and you'll give it a try. So be sure to visit truenortharts.com to get the details on how to participate. And at any time, if you have questions, you're always welcome to leave me a comment in any of those blog posts or to shoot me an email. And I want to thank you again, Anne-Marie, for joining me today and sharing with us the magic of soul collage.
Thank you.